Welcome to Long-Term Care Radio on Seattle's Cairo Radio. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long-term care experts. Brian Ott is a certified long-term care planning specialist and will show you how to protect the people you love from the financial, physical, and emotional consequences of a long-term care situation. Because of new state and federal laws, there are new and exciting options you need to know about. Now, here's your host, Brian Ott.
And good morning and welcome to Long-Term Care Radio. I'm hoping that the snow holds off until I get home later this morning. I think I've had enough of it.
Yep.
We've still got it in the backyard, on the deck. And, you know, I grew up in Colorado, so I'm like, woohoo, snow, yay. But after a couple of weeks, 3 weeks out here, I'm like, I'm not
prepared here.
Yeah.
And for me, I'm always like, well, if I want snow, I can drive out to the mountains.
I mean, our whole yard and deck is still covered. We're up that high, so we have quite a bit of snow, which is kind of crazy. So we'll see how this shapes up. Hey, I got to tell you, we had a class yesterday in Bellevue, an asset-based class, and what an exciting class that was.
It was. I mean, just the group of people and the questions they were asking was just, I mean, it could have gone on forever, we thought.
Yeah, and for the people that just tuned in, this is Long-Term Care Radio, so we come in here every week and we talk about issues about long-term care planning and how to put some of these new long-term care insurance plans in place. And we kind of try to go over and just educate. It's a process, but we also teach these classes twice a month. We try to have at least two a month.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday's class was an asset-based class. So that was a class that we focus on some of these new programs that end up being an asset to you either way, meaning win, lose, or draw, there's some money in this program, meaning, you know, unlike traditional plans or homeowners insurance or medical insurance, you're just paying a premium, right? If you don't use it, you lose it. Well, these asset-based plans all have one thing in common, that there's some money there to pay you back, whether
there's
you
value.
Use it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And so we taught this class yesterday, and we really got into it. And the best part about these classes is, again, I'll go through about 45 minutes of material, but we stuck around and answered questions for an hour and a half, and the whole group stayed there.
Yeah.
And
they just kept piggybacking off of each other, because one person would say something and next person would go, oh, that's a good point. I have a follow-up question.
And that right there is the power of these classes. Mm-hmm. So I know a lot of people say, oh, I don't like going to classes. I don't want to go to a class. And the reason why we do these classes is just for that reason. It's a safe environment. You're not going to get sold anything. You can't sign up for anything. You can come in, sit down, and learn. But you're going to learn so much by just listening to some of the people that are sitting in that classroom. When they start talking about, like, we had the gentleman that said, yuck, you know, my father had a policy that he paid in for all these years and he had a problem getting a claim. Why was that?
Mm-hmm.
And then he finds out, wow, well, guess what? The NAIC has addressed those issues and changed the way you trigger a policy, and that's standard now. So, and then somebody else will come in and say, oh, you know, my mom had one of these and we were so glad we had it. And this is why, because this is what it did. But do they have plans to do this?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, our plan ran out of benefits. Are there plans that have lifetime benefits? And you learn that, yes, there are. So the classes are just really great. And I think we're going to just continue to do those because we get so much feedback. And for those of you that maybe don't want to drive out to Bellevue, come to one of those classes, all that information is on our website as well, too. We've designed our website where you can pick through there. You can, you know, click on the big green box where it says Long-Term Care Radio. It says where to start. Click there. And it will walk you through just kind of what some of the programs are, some of the different options. We have examples. We have all kinds of stuff on there.
Yeah, it really guides you through what we teach in the classes, actually. So it'll start out with, you know, just the basics of how does long-term care insurance work? How does it trigger? What does it pay for? How does it pay for care?
Yeah.
All that sort of stuff.
Because I do get that every once in a while. Somebody will say, well, I can't really come to a class. You don't have to come to a class. Mm-hmm. About half of our clients are, I mean, we have clients all over the country at this point right now. So we do a lot of work over the phone. We can send you PDFs. We have worksheets. We have all those things. The class is just saying if you can schedule out a couple hours and come, you're going to learn a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And I think the people that go to the class really feel more comfortable discussing long-term care, and that's the idea. And I'm one of those people. I love a classroom setting because when I'm at home, sitting in front of the computer, trying to do a continuing education or something, I get pretty distracted.
Yeah.
I usually have a load of laundry going, and I usually am making something to eat, and it just takes twice as long. So I like the isolation of the class.
Well, and you can clear up your misconceptions by coming to the class. You can say, you know what? I like everything you're saying, but I have this one question that's been in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
And you can ask that question and get it answered.
Yeah, and it's a lot to take in, there's no doubt. Mm-hmm. So as you tune to the radio, the other thing that we've really done on here is we have all of our shows, our last shows. In fact, we got into a really good discussion yesterday about estate planning. We've really been talking about the importance of estate planning the last 2 weeks. However, we also were talking about how some attorneys misrepresent what estate planning does mm-hmm. in a long-term care situation. And that really came to fruition in the class. One of the guys was in there talking. And so if you missed those prior radio shows, you can just go to the podcast button on our website, and that will pull those up. Or you can get the Cairo app on your phone like I have, and you can go through and you can see all of them. And you can just listen to one after another. And so that's always a nice way to educate yourself, because I know it's hard to follow these, you know, radio programs through. Mm-hmm. We move through material. I tend to talk pretty fast. I listen to the show sometimes. I'm like, what was he saying?
Yeah. Right?
So that's why we have the podcast there. Yeah. But one of the things that we touched on yesterday in the class, the problem with self-insuring. Okay, so let's talk about that for a second. I've got two ways to pay for long-term care. I either self-insure, which is a misnomer because there's no insurance. I'm just self-funding, right? Mm-hmm. It just means all my assets are at risk. Or I get a long-term care insurance plan. The third option that is often touted out there, the government programs, what you have to understand is that this is, I think, where people get really confused. There is no legal way for you to get Medicaid unless you give your assets away. Mm-hmm. And you got to do that 5 years ahead of time. The truth be told, Medicaid, not Medicare, Medicare is your health insurance. That's going to pay for your acute care. It does not pay for custodial care or what we call long-term care. Medicaid is the largest payer of long-term care services in this country. Medicaid pays the vast majority of their cost for people that are in a nursing home. Mm-hmm. And the reason why they put you in a nursing home is because it's cheaper to warehouse you. You become a ward of the state. They're going to put you in a facility where they can have 50 people being watched by three, mm-hmm. as opposed to having one or two people come to your house. And I think that's what gets misrepresented a lot of times out there in this legal planning thing, is that I'm going to do all this legal work, and then when time comes, I'm going to jingle my bell, Medicaid's going to show up, and they're going to start taking care of me in my home, which is where I want to be.
Your home.
And that doesn't happen. So I always tell people, explain how that works. So what we were talking about, and we have to understand, is that long-term care, really, what is it? It's a liability. And if it's a liability, it's something you're legally responsible for. And the only way you're going to get the government to pay for that is if you are broke. Mm-hmm. So you can impoverish yourself, which means give all your money away 5 years before you need long-term care, because there's that five-year look back, or you're going to spend all of your assets down until you run out, and then Medicaid's going to kick in. They're not going to let you die on the street. So that's what we're trying to do with long-term care insurance, is number one, protect your assets, keep you from having to spend all those down, number one. Number two, also keep you in control of your care options.
Exactly.
This is where people miss the point on this. When you turn something over to the government and Medicaid steps in and you become a ward of the state, you do not get to dictate to Medicaid where you're going to receive care. You don't get to say, I'm going to stay at home and I need somebody 8 hours a day, or I need somebody in here 2 hours in the morning, 2 hours in the afternoon, and 2 hours in the evening to put me to bed.
Yeah.
You don't get to tell them that. You don't get to tell them any of that stuff. They take your income, they take your assets, and off you go. So what we're really trying to do is avoid that. Most people statistically start their long-term care journey in their own home. This is where Medicaid becomes a problem, right? Because you can do that for as long as you want, as long as you have the assets to pay for those caregivers coming in. Mm-hmm. But as soon as you run out of that, you're in trouble. So what we're saying with long-term care insurance, I'm still going to start my journey at home. But if we look at it statistically, 3 out of 4 people start long-term care, receiving long-term care services in their home, most of them by family members. Mm-hmm. But those that have long-term care insurance, 70% of those end up aging in their own home.
It's staying there.
And if we look at it overall, very few, like less than 5% will ever end up in a nursing home for more than a few months. It's like my grandmother, maybe the end of life type of care, the hospice care. But my grandmother went from her home to an assisted living facility, but she was in control of that choice.
She chose, yeah.
That's right. You don't go tell Medicaid, okay, I want to stay in home for 2 years, and then, oh, okay. The Bellatini in Bellevue, that's a really nice assisted living facility. I'd like you to put me there and pay for that. And I'd like a 2-bedroom apartment with granite countertops, right?
Yeah, no.
You don't get that. So we're going to talk a little bit today. What I really want to explain and go over this with long-term care today is, let's just talk about it from the liability point of view and understand exactly what it is. We're going to head into our first break, and when we come back, we'll dive right into that. So stick around. We'll be back with Long-Term Care Radio.
Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, providing valuable insight to protect you in the event of an extended healthcare situation. Join Brian now at 1-888-973-5476. That's 1-888-973-5476.
Ed Story Monson with Bill, a client of Brian Ott and 525 Advisors.
Why did you decide to even look into the long-term care?
Well, I think the things that drove me to this was the expenses when you start getting older, and I wanted to not lose everything, protect my assets. And so I didn't have any long-term coverage, and I chose the asset-based plan, which, you know, had a lot of benefits that I thought worked for me.
Tell me about your first meeting with Brian, how he explained your long-term care options.
Well, I thought Brian and Madeline were great. A lot of follow-up, very clear in the way that he answered all my questions, and I thought it was as transparent as I have an experience as I had. And he was right there the whole way, you know, being patient, helping me out. I felt that he was working with me instead of working for himself.
Find out if long-term care is a good option for your family. Attend one of Brian's upcoming classes. That's how my wife and I started working with Brian. You will learn so much. Seating is limited. Register now at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
My dad would always say the three worst words in the English language were shoulda, coulda, and woulda. So many people with retirement right around the corner or in the middle of it have the shoulda, coulda, wouldas facing them. They're not proactive. You didn't take care of the will. You didn't take care of the trust. They didn't do what was needed to do when it came to real estate and taxes. So right now, let's avoid the shoulda, coulda, wouldas and call Rick Gregorick. Rick Gregorick is my estate planner. I sat down with Rick, explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or a charitable trust, real estate or taxes. It is so complicated. You've got to rely on an expert like Rick, who is so kind and knowledgeable about all of it. So be proactive. Take control of your life now. You can schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick, my estate planner, yourpartnerinlaw.com.
I have to tell you, what a relief for my wife and me when we got signed up for long-term care coverage. The more I learned about the fact that nearly 3 out of 4 of us will need some form of long-term care in our retirement, there are so many issues at play. For some people, they can't afford it and they become a burden on their friends and family. For others, you do have money set aside, but it wipes out everything that you've saved. And maybe most importantly, it's about having a plan so that all your children have to do is carry out your wishes. It's not a burden on them. And that's why I love the advice we got from Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. We started by going to one of Brian's free classes, and that's what I recommend you do to find out about all the different plans they offer. Brian does have a few classes coming up this month. Seats are limited, so sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. You'll get a free copy of Brian's book. Look too. Go to 525longtermcare.com, 525longtermcare.com.
This is Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Join Brian now at 1-888-973-5476 and get the latest information from a certified long-term care planning specialist. That's 1-888-973-5476.
And welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to Long-Term Care Radio. I'm Brian Ott. Alongside me is Madeline Lutch.
Good morning.
We are live in the studio on this chilly Saturday morning. So, you know, you just heard the ad. We actually have a class. We were talking about the class we had yesterday. We have another class coming up on Saturday. That's the second. That's this next Saturday. And we still have some seats available for that. You can sign up on our website at 525longtermcare.com. The difference in this class versus the class we did yesterday is we're going to be a little bit more expansive into the different types of programs. So we're going to talk about the traditional program, how that works, and the state partnership, because those go together. Traditional plans mean we're paying a premium until we end up on claim. It works more like health insurance or homeowners insurance. Versus the asset-based class, there's some kind of value, and we can pay it up front or we can pay over a shorter period of time. We do have a traditional plan that you can pay up in 10 years, which means I can make 10 payments and then have a fully paid up policy. And we'll use those for businesses and executive carve outs. But this class coming up on the second, next Saturday, is our basic, what we call our basic 101 class. You're going to learn about all the programs, asset based, hybrid, the traditional plans. We're going to talk about what it pays for, where it pays for care, you know, who should look into it. And then we have some, you know, really compare it to Medicaid planning and self-insuring and long-term care insurance. And we give you a side-by-side example case study on that.
Mm-hmm. And how it all would play out.
Yeah, and that's always just a real powerful point of the class. So again, sign up for one of those classes. It's in Bellevue, and it's for those that are coming from the north or south, we are right off of the southeast 8th exit in Bellevue, and it is so easy to get to. And we have free parking, nice training room. Our office is actually right upstairs, and then we have a training room downstairs. It's just a real nice classroom, so easy squeezy, come in, and then, you know, go out, and usually out by 11 o'clock or so because we start those Saturday classes at 9.
Exactly. So it's really the best way to start if you're thinking about looking into long-term care insurance or how it all works. This is a good place to start.
Great place, yeah. So again, 525longtermcare.com. You'll see it right there on our homepage. You can sign up for one of those classes. So let's talk about long-term care here for just a second. If you look up the definition of long-term care, you just type it into Google, you're going to see a pop-up that comes up here that says, long-term care is a variety of services which help meet both the medical and non-medical needs of people with a chronic illness or disability who cannot care for themselves for long periods. That's what the definition of it is. I describe long-term care really like in this asset-based class yesterday. I said, really, what is it? It becomes a liability. Mm-hmm. That's what long-term care is. And a long-term care event is a liability. So let's go to the definition of a liability. The first definition of a liability is the state of being responsible for something, especially by law. So I'm legally responsible to pay for something, for example. The second definition, and this is the key, think about this now. A person or thing whose presence is likely to put one at a disadvantage. Synonyms for that are encumbrance, burden, handicap, nuisance, inconvenience. And that's what I mean. If you end up in a long-term care situation, you become a liability for somebody. Because mm-hmm. the idea of long-term care, the whole point of it is it's a safety issue. I can no longer take care of myself.
And it's unsafe and be alone.
That's mm-hmm. right. So I need help from others. So who are the others? As a general rule, it's your family. And I tell the story about, you know, my mom, about when my grandmother turned on her long-term care policy because she was holding on to it till she really needed it. So my mom was stepping in, playing the caregiver role. That was, you know, it was a liability for my mom. My mom mm-hmm. couldn't go anywhere. She felt guilty if she did go anywhere. And so that's what we're talking about here. When you think about what long-term care is, it's not just about money. It's a liability. Yes, financially it's expensive. We know that. That's why you hear all these talks about doing this estate planning and giving your money away so you can protect that money, because otherwise it's going to get spent down. Mm-hmm. The problem with that, again, is you give it away, you can't spend it down either. Yeah. It's just gone.
You might as well impoverish yourself.
Like I say, put it in a pickle jar, put the lid on, throw it out in the ocean. It's the way you can protect it because it has the same effect on you, right? You can look at it from the financial point of view. Liability, yes, it's a liability. But what people often forget is the family members. Now we have two other consequences. Think about the financial, yes. But what about the physical and the emotional liability for your family members? That is somebody that is sitting there giving up their life to help you get out of bed, to make sure that you've got your medications, to make sure that you can get to the bathroom and back, to make sure you can get in and out of the shower okay. That's the custodial care. That's somebody is providing that care for you.
Yeah.
And if you don't have a plan and you spend through your assets, so your family member has to step up. So you've become a liability on the family, right? Yeah. They can't go do everything they want to do.
And it sounds drastic, but that's the reality of it. I mean, when you're taking care of someone as a caregiver, it's basically like having a child, honestly, or a dog. You know, you have someone that you have to be there for, and your life has to kind of be on that schedule.
Yeah, I tell that story about my old partner when I owned a mortgage company, is that I agreed to take their dogs, Fred and Sadie, for a couple of weeks while they went to Europe. I thought, no big deal. I tell you, I was like climbing the walls at the end of that 2 weeks, right?
Well, because your freedom is limited now, mm-hmm. you know, because you have to go let them out. You have to make sure they're fed. You got to make sure they're exercised.
The first thing you realize you lose when you're responsible for somebody else or something else, a pet mm-hmm. or a person, is you lose your spontaneity. You don't get to just go do things at the drop of the hat, right? Yeah. Everything has to be scheduled out, and you really have to do a lot of planning. And so I think the problem people have to understand is that long-term care is a liability situation because it requires help from other people. Mm-hmm. We can't go out and buy a doohickey that's going to cover our long-term care. We can go out and buy an insurance plan that will provide us the money so that we can hire that team of professionals when we need them. That's what a long-term care insurance plan does. That's the whole idea of it. But we can't just go out and say, oh, I'm going to go get the, you know, the long-term care 4,000 robot and be good to go, right?
No.
So that's why it's a liability. It takes a lot of emotional, physical stress on someone to take care of somebody 24/7 around the clock. And I think the long-term care, what you got to remember is it has a, you know, it includes a host of services and housing support really to support independent living. And what we mean by that is I am trying to stay in my own home.
Mm-hmm.
Most of that care is what we call custodial care. That is the stuff
it's
we do every
medical.
Day. That's
yeah.
right.
It's just keeping you comfortable and getting you through the day.
And I think that's the big mistake people make is they picture long-term care. I'm going to close my eyes. I'm going to see the nursing home. I'm going to see the beds. I'm going to see the nurses, the curtains
setting.
Between the beds, whatever. And that's not what long-term care is. Most people just kind of drift into long-term care situations, right? We're stopping by to help somebody out. There was a really good article that I was reading about this journalist wrote saying, hey, it was just her neighbor. He was like a 91-year-old man, and she went over and started doing little things for him, helping him, and pretty soon she's running him to doctor appointments, and pretty soon as his health became compromised, she was over there like every single day and realized he needed her. Without
yeah,
her, he was in trouble.
There was no one else.
And so she fell into this caregiver role. And so that's really what most long-term care is just that custodial care. And I think the common misunderstanding is people believe that long-term care starts when you enter that nursing home, and it's not. It mm-hmm. starts in your own home. It's people end up in a nursing home because their home is not a safe environment, and they don't have the people or the resources there to keep that home a safe environment.
That's why some of the statistics, I think, on nursing home stays are skewed, because by the time people end up in nursing homes, they've most likely been in a long-term care situation
oh, yeah.
for many years before
yeah.
going in.
Yeah. You don't go from the golf course to the nursing home. It
no.
just doesn't work that way. You end up dragging it out at home. Most people will go home, assisted living, adult family home, something like that, and then they'll end up in a nursing home, either when they run out of money because that's where Medicaid's going to put them,
mm-hmm.
or they'll end up in the nursing home as a hospice situation the last couple months of their life. But as far as moving into a nursing home, no, nobody chooses to move into a nursing home. There's so many better alternatives. There's these continuing care centers, adult family homes, assisted living facilities. Most people want to be in their own home. You can do that if you have the resources, mm-hmm. because we have these home health care agencies. You hear them advertised all the time on the radio. These are licensed, trained professionals that come in and help you with the basics. And you're going to have a plan of care written up. And so you're going to say, hey, you know, I need to come over and help them, you know, get out of bed and get dressed and bathed for the day. Then I got to make sure, manage their medications, do some light housework, maybe prepare some meals. That's all the custodial care.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't take a nurse to do that. It doesn't take somebody with a medical background. These are healthcare professionals that are trained in the custodial care, or your family has to do it. So when your family can't keep up and can't, you know, keep the pace and the rhythm of what you need day in and day out, that's when that environment becomes unsafe, and you end up not being able to stay in your home.
Exactly.
And you have some experience with that. And so you know that, you know, that's just what we say. The government does not come in and just start providing home health care workers for you.
No, no.
Yeah.
My mom was on Medicaid, so we didn't have an option.
Yeah. Long-term care really, too, is expensive because you got to think about this. It's part of the biggest expense for people think of a facility, how expensive it is. Well, it's not the rent. It's not even the room and board. It's not the food. It's the people.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I'm in my own home, I've got my house paid off, I'm still paying my property taxes, but I'm paying for those people to come into my home. When I move into a facility, long-term care insurance covers not only the cost of those people, but now it also covers the cost of the facility. So that's why you're seeing so many people decide to move from their home to an assisted living. Maybe they take a two-bedroom assisted living apartment and they move into that. Well, long-term care insurance pays for that. And so the thing you got to understand about long-term care from a liability point of view, from the financial side, is there's no limit to that cost.
Mm-hmm.
And think about it. If we go out and we break an arm, we know, you know, the hospital is going to say, okay, it's X amount for the X-ray, it's X amount for the cast, and it's X amount for the follow-up visit. That's it, right? That there's a finite cost to that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're off and running again. Long-term care is different because most people that end up in a long-term care situation, it just progresses. And over time, they need more and more help. But there's no limit to that.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about that. Genworth has somebody that's going on their 23rd year on claim.
Yeah. And it's amazing how long people live these days. I mean, my mom, we had thought she was going to pass away 3 years before she did, mm-hmm. but she hung on. I mean, she stayed in that nursing home for 5 years.
Wow.
And it was just, I mean, and it's just the technology advances and medical advances, and they have to keep her alive,
mm-hmm.
even though.
Well, and that's just it. Like, there's no finite thing. You can't sit there, and a lot of people will struggle with this. Like, how much does long-term care situation cost? We don't know. That's the problem. But it could just, it's ongoing, and it's a level of care that you're receiving. And that's the great thing. If I have a long-term care policy that's going to give me $12,000 a month, I can pay for $12,000 of care. Mm-hmm. If I have a policy that pays $3,000 a month, I can pay for $3,000 a month of care. You know, out of that policy, the rest of the money has to come out of my bucket. So you just keep that in mind, that that's what we're saying, is that think about the liability point of view from long-term care point of view. When you end up on claim, it's a liability financially, but it's also a liability to your family members, both the physical and the emotional side of that. We're going to head into our second break. And when we come back, I got a client of the week that was told they were too old for protection. And I just love these. I'll show you what we did for them when we get back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Exciting options you need to know about in regard to long-term care. Brian is here to help at 1-888-973-5476. Or email your questions to 525longtermcare.com.
This is Michael Medved. Financial experts will tell you that you should have a plan in place for the high costs of long-term care. If your plan consists of using your savings to pay for any long-term care needs in the future, then take a moment to contact 525 Advisors. 525 Advisors are the local long-term care experts. They will show you how to set up an asset-based plan using a portion of your existing savings. Now, this way you maintain control of your money and you're guaranteed to get your money back even if you don't need long-term care. For every dollar you put in today, 525 Advisors will show you how to get $3 to $4 back in tax-free long-term care protection. Call 525 Advisors today to learn how you can put a portion of your savings to work and protect your family and the rest of your assets from the high costs of long-term care. Call today at 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188 and 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Sometimes big events in your life all of a sudden cause you to wake up and realize you should start planning for the future. I lost my dad a little over a year ago to cancer, and I remember thinking to myself, I should probably have a will or trust. So I called Rick Gregorick. Now, the reason I called Rick Gregorick is because I've been listening to him on Cairo Radio on Sunday mornings, and the guy is an absolute expert. I sat down with him. I explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or charitable trust, real estate, taxes. It was so complicated. I was so glad I had Rick right there to walk me through the whole process. So be proactive. Take control of your life right now. Go meet with Rick Gregorick and schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show like I do, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Schedule a meeting with my estate planner, Rick Gregorick, at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Volatile markets are never fun, but it provides the opportunity to see exactly how much risk you're exposed to. Like Warren Buffett always says, when the tide goes out, you find out who's been swimming without their trunks on. Hey, it's Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital and host of Know Your Risk Radio. Chances are the defense portion of your portfolio, the bonds, got hit right along with your stocks. So what do you do? Look, safety doesn't have to mean lower returns. By using our bond replacement strategy, our clients have actually increased their returns while being insured against loss and all the while lowering their fees. Call now and get your free copy of our brand new booklet, Common Sense Investing, and learn how to protect your retirement against loss but still participate in market gains. Call 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. Or go to knowyourriskradio.com.
Bulwark Capital Management's a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Are you confused about the best way to protect your family and savings? Get answers now by calling Brian Ott at 1-888-973-5476. Or email your questions to 525longtermcare.com.
And thanks for tuning in to Long-Term Care Radio on this Saturday morning. We are live in the studio this morning. And again, you just heard some of the ads. Our upcoming events are right on our homepage at our website, 525longtermcare.com. You know, one of the reasons why we teach these classes and we keep promoting them and we keep getting people to come to these classes, because it helps us as much as it helps you. Because we get these calls from all over. People, you know, want to know about long-term care. Like, I had a call the other day from a guy that said, hey, I have a house. Can I use that as an asset for long-term care? And just didn't even understand the basics of long-term care, the way the programs or insurance works. And so we're going to get you through all that. And then that way, when you sit down with us, we're having very meaningful discussions. We're talking about, what's your family structure? What are your assets? What are we trying to protect? Because there's no perfect answer. There is no perfect solution. We don't know how much long-term care you're going to need. And we had a guy yesterday in the class asking me, you know, does he talk to a CPA? Does he talk, is there some software? How does he figure out how much long-term care he needs? I'm like, you don't. Nobody knows that, right? You could end up in a car crash and end up tomorrow and end up in a special memory clinic and be burning $20,000 a month, right? And you could live for 15 years like that. Or you could be like my grandmother. My grandmother had $2,100 a month policy. That was enough to get her the level of service that she needed. She was in an assisted living facility. Her downside was she ran out of it because she only had 4 years of coverage. But there's no perfect answer. But what we know is, by having a plan in place, it's going to mitigate a risk. It's going to take that liability. We're talking about a liability. I'm making those payments. A lot of people think that's the liability, but really, that liability is converting into an asset once you go on claim. Because if I've paid $5,000 a year on a traditional plan for, you know, 30 years, so I paid $150,000 into my plan, and I take it out at 55 and I go on claim at age 85, and I've got, you know, a $6,000 a month benefit that I started with today, but 30 years down the road, that benefit's going to be, you know, $18,000, $20,000. Guess what? Now, or $15,000. I got $180,000 the very first year I'm on claim, right? I only paid $150,000 into it.
Yeah, exactly.
So then 5 years or whatever?
Yeah, so you're trading pennies for dollars.
That's exactly right. That's when it becomes an asset. Now, the downside with those traditional plans is you look at it and you say, well, what if I never go on claim? You're right. You walk away from it. So that's where these new asset and hybrid plans are just so wonderful. I can still get that leverage. I can still get a lifetime coverage for long-term care, but maybe I put $170,000 into my plan. I'm guaranteed to get $200,000 back, but if I need long-term care, I can pull $1 million out. That's what's wonderful about these plans. That's not a liability. That becomes an asset. That's why they're called asset-based. So that's why we have the classes. So again, 525longtermcare.com. We got one on the 2nd, and we also have an asset-based class coming up again March 30th, so the end of next month at 9 a.m. And those fill up, so go ahead and sign up and register today. I'm going to slow her down
fast.
A little bit.
He hasn't even had coffee yet.
I know. Wait up for the second show this morning. So this is the time we do a little bit, take a segment of the show and we do a client of the week. And this is when we talk about how we designed a plan for somebody that came in and saw us. And I just love cases like this. This was Henry, who was 70 years old, and Laura, his wife, is 61. Number one, they were told they were too old for long-term care. Henry was told by his financial advisor and his attorney both that he should have looked into it like 20 years ago.
Oh my God.
So I just laughed at him, you know, because Henry was in good shape. He didn't have a problem. But they were listening to our show a few weeks ago, and, you know, they had gone to see an attorney, and they were setting up an estate plan, and the guy's like, no, you're too old. We'll do this pass-through trust thing or spousal protection trust, whatever they wanted to call it. And so Henry was worried about the obvious. You know, he's sitting there saying, look, I'm 9 years older than my wife. I've got this estate plan that says if I stroke out and die, half of my assets go into this trust. So now they're protected from Medicaid spend down for Laura. And he said, what if I don't die?
Yeah, what if you stroke out but you live?
And I just laughed. I was like, you've been listening to the radio show. And he was like, yeah, I was listening, right? Because that's the whole point. He's worried about the obvious. In this situation, look at it statistically. He's 9 years older than his bride. She's going to outlive him most likely regardless, even if they're the same age. And then you add that 9 years on, she could be living for a long time. So the problem is he could run into a long-term care situation, really deplete a lot of the assets, and she could end up living the last 10, 15 years of her life really on a very minimal budget. And we see that all the time. People forced to sell the homes because, remember, you only get to keep max $120,000 of assets as the healthy spouse if your spouse that needs care is in a facility. If they're at home, you're down to $60,000 and $3,000 a month of income unless you make more than that. And she didn't. So he was worried about that. So, you know, I'm telling you, again, this is what we're really starting to preach on this, is the estate plan is great when you die, right?
But that's what it's there for.
It's going to keep you out of probate if it's set up right and do all those things. And you have your power of attorney and you have your medical directives. You need all of that stuff. That is a must. We're not saying that you don't want that. But you need to understand that they do not provide long-term care protection. In this situation, he strokes out and dies. All they say is half of the estate goes into this trust, the safe deposit box. Now, that still doesn't do anything for Laura on long-term care, right? She ends up in a long-term care situation. She has to spend her half of the estates down to $2,000. And then there's this special needs trust over there. But the whole bottom line is she's spending half the trust down before Medicaid's going to step in. So what we basically did with them is we came in and we said, look, we can set a plan up for you that's going to make a major difference in your life. It's going to protect your estate plan. It's going to allow you to give the money to who you want to. But more importantly, it's going to give you that mad money. It's going to allow you to spend money in your retirement and not worry about what if. Mm-hmm. What if I have to pay for long-term care? And they had plenty of money. They had a lot of money where they could, you know, move around. We were looking at different things. And this is kind of what we ended up doing. We came in with a single deposit of $186,000. Now, this was money that would, you know, basically we looked at all their assets and we said, what can we do? We could use retirement accounts. We could do whatever we want. But what we ended up doing is using a small IRA and a CD. The idea of using that IRA, that money, we used $138,000 of IRA money for Henry. He got to spread the taxes out on that distribution over 20 years.
Which is perfect because he just turned 70.
He just turned 70. He's required to pull out those required minimum distributions. We made up the difference with money that they had in a CD. So we put a total of $186,000 into this plan. Each of them are going to get $7,176, which is $86,000 per year for life of long-term care tax-free. Now, Henry gets that. So does his wife. She's going to get that. Laura's going to come down the road. There's not going to be any, it doesn't matter how much
limit.
He uses.
Yeah.
That's right. It's unlimited for both of them. But here's the cool thing about this policy. What if they never used a plan? $239,000 goes back to the estate. So Henry is looking at this. He says, look, I got this IRA over here that I'm not using. I got to start taking this money out. Can I use that? Yes, we can use that in a lump sum and we can spread the taxes out over 20 years and it counts as your required minimum distributions on that money. So we're fine there. And the small CD we're going to put in there, what we're going to do is we're going to extend lifetime benefits for two people. We're going to put $180,000 into your plan. You don't use it, you get $240,000 back. But should you need long-term care, you each get basically $86,000 a year for life. Now, is that enough long-term care insurance? I don't know.
Well, they know that they have a pay raise of $86,000 a year.
How would you like to get a pay raise of $86,000 tax-free a year, right? You know, that's exactly right. They're in a time of need, he's going to get $86,000 that he did not have. And if they don't need this, you know, he's covered. And if he dies, guess what? His wife, Laura, is still covered for long-term care for as long as she needs it. And folks, this is what we're talking about. How do we set up a long-term care plan? We look at what your estate has. We look at money that you have. And we find an efficient way to reposition money. That's all they're doing. They're taking this money out. They're taking $180,000 out of one pocket. They're putting it in another pocket. They're putting all these benefits on it. They're getting all these tax benefits. They're getting long-term care coverage. And if they never use it, they got $240,000 going back. And when I say that, we look at the death benefit on that. That comes back tax-free. So the IRS says, we're going to pay that out as the death benefit, that $240,000 minus any long-term care benefits paid out. So if you use 6 months of long-term care and that's it, the difference still goes back to your estate. And that's one of the big questions people have is, once I turn on my long-term care, do I lose that guarantee of 240 back? No.
No.
What we're saying is that you use anything less than that, you get money back. But once you use $240,000.
Now so you get into a lifetime benefit.
Henry could pull out $500,000 of long-term care, but guess what? Then Laura comes on 10 years down the road. She qualifies for long-term care. She could be on claim for another 10 years. So just a really simple, painless program. There's no payments for him. They have control of this money. They've got long-term care. The money is protected. It's just brilliant. And you know what? He was so funny because he's like, you know, he was kind of a country guy and he was going to go back and explain to his attorney that they should have been telling him about programs like this. because the estate plan that he had wasn't going to do anything for him except cause them to spend a lot of money down if he didn't end up dying.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he realized. The estate plan, he goes, well, the way I look at this, this is great if I die, but what if I don't die? And I'm like, that's exactly right. That's where long-term care insurance comes in. And guess what? Something tragic happens to them and they both go out and die in a car wreck or something. They're still getting more money back tax-free than they put into this plan. That goes back to their estate. So you list that out as your beneficiary. So that works together with your estate planning,
mm-hmm.
which is just really great stuff. So we're going to head into our final break. And when we come back, I got a question of the week from Lillian up in Camino Island. We'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Certified long-term care planning specialist Brian Ott will be right back to take your call at 1-888-973-5476. That's 1-888-973-5476. Or email your questions to 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Gregorick. Rick, after attending a few of your events, one of the things that really stood out to me is how proper planning can really give you and your family and loved ones peace of mind.
It really does, John. At Gregorick & Associates, we are a planning firm, and my personal life experiences are what led me into estate and elder law planning. I've learned that through education, individuals and families can significantly reduce their risk and anxieties. We all face the likelihood of disability during our lives. A proper legal life plan can give you control of your care and the management of your financial affairs, and most of all, peace of mind.
Absolutely. The peace of mind, knowing that everything has been taken care of, is just so important. Schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick. He'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Hey, it's Dory Monson with Darlene, who is a new client of 525 Advisors. And first of all, Darlene, tell me, why were you looking into long-term care in the first place?
So at the time I found 525 Advisors, I was working for the federal government. I looked into their long-term care plans, but they have what I call a cookie-cutter approach, meaning that it's one plan for everybody. So I met 525 Advisors through another business acquaintance, and Brian Ott was able to show me that there were better plans out there, and he actually was able to make a tailor-made plan for me that was right both for in cost and for coverage.
Awesome. And I talked to somebody a couple days ago, another listener who had contacted Brian and Madeline, and they said they just didn't feel any high pressure. They didn't feel like they were talking to a salesperson at all, that they were just getting advice. Was that kind of your experience?
Right. I really feel, Dory, that Brian and Madeline aren't just in the selling business of long-term health care plans. They're actually in the people business. So they've made me feel like they care about people. They cared about me. I would highly recommend them. They're very personable. They are responsive. When you call them, they get right back to you. I just felt overall comfortable in working with them. I would advise anyone to give them a call, and they will be able to steer you in the direction that you want to go. I think they're excellent, and I would recommend them to anyone.
Whew, that is a great testimonial, Darlene.
Thank you. I believe it. Sorry.
Yeah, I know. I can tell. That is awesome. Find out if long-term care is a good option for your family. Attend one of Brian's upcoming classes. That's how my wife and I got started. You will learn so much. Seating is limited, so register now at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
This is Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Join Brian now at 1-888-973-5476. That's 1-888-973-5476.
Boy, I tell you, that just makes me smile.
Yeah, Darlene. I mean, this is why we do what we do.
Yeah.
Our clients are at the best.
Yeah, and Darlene, as you just heard that ad, that was from one of our clients. So Doria started reaching out to some of these clients and just talking to them. And, you know, that's what it really boils down to. Darlene came in and we designed a plan. She knew she needed some long-term care. We showed her all the options. We really walked through the different options and why this particular plan would be better for another one. And something, you know, she's not going to tell anybody, but she became uninsurable after we got that plan put in place through a diagnosis. Yeah. And so we were very happy to get that put in place for her. She's doing well now. She's healthy. But that's the thing, right? We need to know that you've got to get these plans put in place while you're healthy. She now is protected. She can relax and just, you know, exhale because she knows that if something happens, she ends up in a long-term care, she's covered.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And it goes back to that
whole... She has that support.
Yeah, she's not going to be a liability on anybody. So we really appreciate that. So this is Long-Term Care Radio. This, you know, we talk about a lot of stuff on this show, and then we open up. We always have rooms for questions. And you can see that if you go to our website at 525longtermcare.com, right under the upcoming events where you sign up for a class. Again, our next class is Saturday, March 2nd. That's next Saturday at 9 a.m. So really like to see you there. But underneath there, you're going to see Long-Term Care Radio Question of the Week submission. And if you click on that, you can send us a question. We're going to dig through those, pick one up that's kind of relevant to the show we're doing this week and read it. And the question this week comes from Lillian up in Camino Island. And this is a very common question that we get out there that people want to know. And her question is really simple. She just says, what is the average cost of long-term care?
That's funny because we just had a client ask about that.
Yeah, we have a client that their financial advisor said it's $8,000.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, wow, he knows something I don't know.
Exactly. So he was telling them, you know, well, it's $8,000 and your monthly benefit's only $6,000 and
yeah.
You know, all this. And
you know what? I wonder if that's that fiduciary thing. You know, maybe they have some secret computer code that they get that tells
some
them,
calculator.
Right? Maybe
mm-hmm.
that's what fiduciary
that knows
means.
Exactly where you're going to end up.
I'm being facetious, Lillian. The truth is we're laughing because we did. We had a client that their financial advisor told them the average cost of long-term care is $8,000. That's hogwash. We don't know. The whole point is you got to remember, it's not like what is the cost of a kidney transplant, right? Long-term care is a host of services. And what you're simply doing is you're taking this bucket of money that you're buying and you've got $8,000 a month. That means you can spend $8,000 on long-term care. If you're only spending four, fine, you're covered. If you're spending 10, well, you're going to get $8,000 of coverage and the other two's coming out of your pocket. So there's really no average out there, and I hate averages anyway. I hate statistics and averages. Nobody is average. If you make it, the average claim right now they're saying is 4 years, but the truth is if you make it a year in long-term care, you're going to make it 5 or 6 years because mm-hmm. a third of people die in a year. You just don't know which third that's going to be. So what we really look at is that we're saying the average. It's like, well, how much does an assisted living facility cost? A lot of that depends where you live.
Exactly. If you're in a rural area or if you're mm-hmm. in a city, all of that. What goes into designing a plan, and this is why Brian and I work so hard in educating on these classes and on the radio show, is because you're in control of designing your mm-hmm. plan. It's a balancing act.
Right.
Yeah, we have to go back and forth and go, well, how much can you afford? How much are you, what are you thinking of doing in a long-term care situation? Do you have family members that can help out?
Mm-hmm.
Are you planning on staying in your home? All sorts of stuff.
Yeah, so the person that sold the policy to my grandmother was a financial advisor guy. And he said, oh, yeah, you just need 2 years of coverage. That's the average stay. And again, he was going back to the nursing home, right?
Mm-hmm.
And sold her this $2,100 policy a month based on what, you know, she wanted to put into the policy. That's what they really did. But the true average cost of long-term care is just, it's all over the place. Are you going to end up in assisted living? Are you going to end up having care? If you want to age in your own home, you got to look at what the hourly rate is and how many hours a day are you going to need? And you don't know that. If you're a stroke victim and you're sitting there, maybe can you get by with 6 hours a day if your family member's pitching in, or if it's a cognitive issue and you need someone 24/7, you're most likely not going to be able to stay at home because that cost is going to get so expensive. So you have to look at it. And if you look at what most people will do is say, look, an assisted living facility is $6,000 in my area, or a nursing home is $8,000. And I hate the people that price out nursing homes because you don't end up in a nursing home with mm-mm. long-term care. You rarely do. But if you say, you know, $6,000 is an average assisted living facility, what does that include? And then you look at them and a lot of them will say, okay, and then if you need help with medication and transferring this, that, and the other thing, it's going to be $7,000 a month. You can kind of look at that and then you can design a plan around that. And you might say, well, I have Social Security, I have pension, I need to make up the difference, or I want to be able to keep all my income and I want my long-term care insurance to pay the majority of those costs. That's really what we're doing. My policy that I'm putting in place right now, Lillian, is $8,000 a month with 3% inflation. Is that enough? I have no idea. I mean, I'm my own worst enemy, right? I'm like designing my own plan and I'm like, I don't know. So I don't like that. And if your financial advisor or your attorney or somebody starts telling you how much something costs like that, I just generally look at them and just say, that's BS. We don't know. My grandmother had $2,100 a month and it was a lifesaver. She was in rural Colorado. Would she have liked to have $4,000 a month? Yes. But they'll tell you what, she had $2,100. And if you end up in a long-term care situation and you've got $3,000 a month coming in today, you're going to be glad you have it because it's going to allow you to stay in control of some of your options. And so what we're really looking at in these situations is how do we design a plan that you're comfortable with? We have a gentleman right now that is buying the maximum plan that he can get, right? $12,000 a month of benefit. He's putting maximum inflation rider on that because he has the assets to do it. And he just watched, he's watching his mother-in-law go through this right now and he sees the value in the planning. So,
well, and having that 800 number, people forget with a long-term care insurance plan, even if you have a small benefit, you still have a team of professionals. You can call and say, you know what? I know I only have a $3,000 a month benefit, but can you help me find a good place that I can
afford? That's such a valid point. They are going to give you the exact same service whether your plan is paying out $10,000 a month or $3,000 a month. You have the concierge service, the claims manager, the case manager. So that's, So we appreciate questions like that, but it's a learning process. What we're trying to do is mitigate risk, and that's going to be a little bit different for everybody. So, again, we've got, you know, a couple classes on the calendar right now, and you can see them on our website at 525longtermcare.com. Come learn about kind of what we do, and the book that we give out, A Guide to Long-Term Care Planning, walks you through all this stuff. It's all of our information on the website condensed into a book form, basically. So if you're one of those that just like bouncing around the internet, you can go to 525longtermcare.com. You're going to see, you know, about, reviews, pre-screen, events, examples, choices, resources. We have all kinds of tabs, lots of information on there. And that's a great place to start. But sign up for one of our events. Next Saturday is our basic 101 class. These are a lot of fun. And I think people feel, I'm going to tell you what we do different than everybody else is you can't sign up for anything at the end. We don't bust out the card. We pull the curtain off and say, you can sign up for Tuesday at 3 o'clock and give me a check for $400. None of that, folks.
We're not here to pressure ourselves. We're here to educate.
Come and learn and get educated, and then that will help us when you're ready to start talking about putting a plan in place. And a lot of you might find out that you can't put a plan in place, and some of you might find out we need to wait a little while, but we're going to guide you and help you through that process because, you know, every one of you out there are going to have a unique situation. And what we're going to try to do is design that plan today that's going to fit. And remember, you can also add on to those plans. It's not about just having a one and done plan. I'm putting my second long-term care plan in place right now. I've had one since I was in my 40s. I'm adding a second one right now. And you can do that. And so there's a lot of things you just need to know. Get yourself covered while you can. And I think that's something that a lot of people are relieved about. And you'll see that on our website too, top rated local. A lot of people talking about the reviews, what they did. So thanks for spending your Saturday morning with us. We'll be back next week with another live show. Again, sign up for one of our upcoming classes. Next Saturday is our 101 class in Bellevue at 9 a.m. start time. 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com is our website. And we appreciate you spending the weekend with us. We'll be back next week.
Thanks for listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Event info, planning resources, and long-term care radio podcasts can all be found at 525longtermcare.com. To schedule an appointment with Brian Ott, call 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free long-term care planning class, visit 525longtermcare.com. Tune in next Saturday morning at 7 to Long-Term Care Radio with your host, Brian Ott, on Cairo Radio.